Our scripture for today comes from the book of Psalms, Psalm 139, verses 1 through 12 and 24 and 25. Hear the word of the Lord. O Lord, you have searched me and know me. You know when I sit down, when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You seek out my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all of my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in behind and before and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is too high that I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and settle on the furthest limit of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me and your right hand shall hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me and the light around me become night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light to you. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my thoughts. See if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. May God bless this reading and our hearing of this, his holy word. Amen. Would you join me in prayer? Father God, we come with many things upon our hearts. Father, we pray that you would sweep them away, and may we hear the words that you would have us hear today. Bless my words and my thoughts. Bless our hearts that receive it, and may we see you in all that we do. Amen. You know, one of the nice things is just sometimes being alone, not having to deal with anybody else. For a majority of my life, that's the way it was. You know, yeah, I had interaction with my family, but I could always go to my room and read a book or do other stuff. I had the opportunity to have some time, and even when I got into college, granted, I purposely wanted to have more interaction with other people, but if I wanted to, I could go back to my room, and or at night I could go to the chapel on campus, and I could just be by myself. Even after I got married, you know, Holly and I could both, if we needed to, we could go someplace and we could be alone. And then Ethan came. And as he got a little bit bigger, Holly and I would have a shadow. And he got to talking, and I'd have to go to the bathroom. Where are you going, Daddy? Oh, I'm going to the bathroom. Oh, I'll come with you. No, that's okay, buddy. You don't have to. No, I want to. I want to. Well, there's the stereotypical, you know, thing. You're trying to have a little bit of peace in the bathroom, and Daddy! 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 What? I want to come in. No, I need some time to myself. And even when Ethan couldn't quite talk but that well, but he was walking, I had to use our spare bedroom as an office, and I had the door kind of shut, and I'd be doing something, and all of a sudden, I'd hear, boom! and he burst in on me. Hi, Daddy! Hi, buddy. I need some time. So we all can appreciate that need to be alone and the benefits of it. It's a little bit disconcerting then what we read about today in Psalm 139. We're never alone. Oh, good Lord. Well, yeah. I am never truly by myself. God can take an intrude in upon me anytime he wants to. Wait a minute. If God's with me all the time, then he knows me. He knows the things that I do. Oh my gosh, he knows the things that I think. He knows the things that even my mother and father and my wife, my spouse, they don't know. He knows this. I want to be alone. I don't want anybody to know about this, about myself. So that's a downside. But what's the upside to God knowing everything about me? The fact that God knows everything about me, all the good, all the bad, all the good stuff, all the skeletons, so to speak, that are crammed in my closet, that gives me a, shall I say, perfect opportunity to have someone to talk to about what is going on, about the things that I am shameful to be thought or have done or anything, bad things that I may have done, times when I have acted in a way that has hurt or offended someone else. God is the best therapist in that case because he knows what's going on. He doesn't have to dig around, you know, if you're seeing a therapist or something like that. God doesn't need to be digging around because God already has done the digging. He digs through our lives. Which again, I don't, you know, it can be a bad thing. Oh my gosh, I'm so ashamed of this. But God understands then where we are coming from. It talks in the scripture, it talks about how God has hemmed us in. Now, when you think about hemming in, what do you picture? I'm hemming, you know, it's kind of like confiding. I mean, confining. It rolls around me. Why do I have these walls and why are they so close? Why can't I have the freedom to go where I want to do what I want to do, to say the things that I want to say? Well, is that always a good thing to be able to do that? Is it a good thing to just go and do whatever you want to? You can do anything. You can say anything. The reality is why, while the spirit of that is true, Being able to do what you want to do, say what you want to do, go where you want to go, also implies that you don't have to do those things. You don't have to say whatever comes to your mind. You don't need to go somewhere. You don't need to do something. And how do we know that? How can we, you know, with our 3.5 pounds brain, how do we know what it is that we should and should not do, say and not say, go and not go? It is God knowing us. It is God hemming us in, not to restrict us, but to keep us the way that He wants us to be, to guide us the way that He takes and that He wants us to do. 24 and 25, we've all heard it. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my thoughts. If there is any wicked way in me, lead me in the way everlasting. So we serve the inescapable God. If we go to heaven, God's there. If we go to Sheol, if we go to the dark place, God is there. If we sail to the horizon, God is there. You can't escape Him, which is a good thing. Because I don't know about you, but I need a lot of help. I need a lot of guidance in my life. There's stuff that happens in my life and in all of our lives that there are times when we just say, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to resolve this, which is a good place to be, because it reminds us that that inescapable God is with us. He's there. He's just a prayer away. He is just a word away. Lord, I need some help with this. Lord, I am so glad that You know everything about me, because You can help me to get through this. In Sunday school, we talked about, you know, we were talking a little bit about, you know, we talked a little bit about how there is such negativity in the world today, and the focus is always seems to be on that negative part of it, and how it would be better if we focused on the positive stuff. This is a positive. God being with us at all times is one of the most positive things, I think, in the world. Probably second to Christ's crucifixion, but anyhow, that's one of the best benefits, is having that inescapable God that knows us so well, that if we just cry out and listen, He'll get us where we need to be, which is where He wants us to be. Amen.